Welcome to this week's edition of the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pothel, and joining me this morning is Brenham Pride Academy Principal Alan Colvin. And welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you, Ed.
Well, great to have you here. And first off, if you could, tell our listeners a little bit about the Pride Academy and DAEP.
Okay. Pride Academy educates students who are at risk of dropping out of school. Those students have a difficult time learning in a traditional school setting. At Pride Academy, students are instructed using a non-traditional school day. Students can attend school for 4 hours a day using a TEA-approved optional flexible school day program. The Disciplinary Alternative Education Program is a culturally diverse program implemented to nurture and foster necessary knowledge and skills needed to be socially and academically independent. The students at DAP can reflect on the choices they made, but empowered to be and mentored not to repeat those same mistakes. And we use a restorative discipline model.
All right. And what are the criteria for enrolling in the Pride Academy?
To be an eligible candidate for Pride Academy, a student must first be at risk of dropping out of school for various reasons. A student must be a junior with at least 17 credits and has passed 2 end-of-course exams. Also, the student needs a recommendation from their counselor. And then the student and parent would attend an interview with the Pride committee.
All right, and can you tell us what kind of student opportunities the Pride Academy provides for its students?
Yes, we encourage all sorts of opportunities. We have junior colleges, community colleges, test prep examinations, and we also have grant opportunities for those students to pursue education after high school.
And if you could tell us what the campus culture is like.
The campus culture is great at Pride Academy. We're working as a team, working with the community ed, and the students are excited, the teachers are excited, and the community excited about the positive things that's going on at Pride Academy. You know, BISD theme this year is Great Things Happen Here. I think that's a perfect example of what we're implementing at Pride Academy.
Now, what else can we expect from your leadership?
From my leadership, first of all, is ensuring that the teachers are motivated and are given every opportunity to grow. Under my leadership, the students will be given an opportunity to attend a junior college, possibly Blinn Holy Center Junior College, and are highly encouraged, not only from me, but my teachers as well. We want to promote more parent participation and community participation. So if you would like to help or donate to Pride Academy, please give us a call at 979-277-2150 or stop by the Community Ed Building.
All right, and if you could, tell us if you have any programs to motivate the students to be successful.
We are continually to work with Prairie View A&M Social Work Club. We still working with Blinn College Distinguished Gentlemen's Club. And both of those organizations are excellent support for both DAP and Pride Academy students.
All right. And anything else we need to touch on this morning?
Just want to let the public know that our open house will be September the 25th at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
All right.
September the 26th, I mean, 5 okay. p.m. to 7 p.m.
All right. And the public is invited out to see the facilities and the program you have.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Mr. Colvin, thank you an awful lot for being with us this morning here on the BISD Roundtable.
Thank you, Ed.
All right. I'm your host, Ed Pothel. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you again next week on the BISD Roundtable.